It's Larry Williams Drive on News Talk ZB.
Good evening. It is now 5:07. Well, the Defence Force is adding 3 personnel to its team in Afghanistan. Currently, there are 10 Kiwi soldiers in the country working in non-combat roles. Prime Minister Bill English says Afghanistan is a potentially unstable environment and allowing it to fall into the hands of terrorists would put New Zealanders in danger.
That's all about New Zealand playing its part in a global effort to smother the sources of terrorism, because Afghanistan was seen in that light and still remains potentially a very unstable environment.
And the Minister of Defence, Mark Mitchell, is with us. And Minister, good evening to you. Thank you for your time.
Good evening, Larry. No problem.
So NATO has asked us to send, 2 more personnel? You're sending 3. What are their roles going to be?
So we're going to have a colonel and a warrant officer that will be... They'll be based at the joint headquarters at the airport in Kabul, which is a military facility. And the third one will be a warrant officer that's based at the Afghan military officers training academy.
So these are non-combat roles?
They are.
Are you making a difference in, or are we making a difference in Afghanistan? And if we are, what is it?
Wherever our troops deploy and whatever tasks they take on, the feedback is always positive. They make a huge contribution and difference in terms of what they're achieving. So, and this mission is no different.
So give us some context around this. What is the rationale for the commitment? What are they achieving, do you think?
Well, primarily they're obviously helping build capacity in the Afghan Defence Forces. The Afghanis are actually going have to go out and deal with Taliban or terrorist groups in Afghanistan.
Is it a deteriorating security environment over there?
Yeah, it has deteriorated a bit, and that's why the coalition partners are putting some more resources in there to make sure that the gains that have been achieved aren't lost.
And what dialogue are you having with the likes of the United States on this?
Look, I haven't had much dialogue with the United States other than a conversation with Defence Secretary Mattis when I was up in Singapore at the Shangri-La Dialogue. But obviously the concern was raised that the security situation is beginning to deteriorate, and there was a strong feeling that we should strengthen our position in Afghanistan.
If the US had pulled out, we know they're not, they're actually upping the ante, aren't they? But if they had pulled out, would we have pulled out?
Look, we always make independent decisions. We have a fiercely independent defence policy and foreign policy. And so that would be a decision that would be taken by Cabinet in consultation with the Chief of Defence Forces and Defence.
And what about if the United States request, or NATO requests, more troops?
So we just take every request on face value, and we have a process that we go through. We look at it very carefully, and it's a decision process that involves Defence, Ministry of Defence and Cabinet.
Would the government consider a combat role for our troops?
No, we haven't been requested to participate in a combat role, and we wouldn't look at that right now.
Okay. The political opponents are saying no, no, and no. What do you make of that?
Look, I haven't seen their statements, but I feel strongly that this is definitely the right thing to do. We have made a big investment in Afghanistan as a nation, and... I think it would be the wrong thing to leave right now when actually there's been some really important gains made.
Okay, so you wouldn't look at upping the ante and sending more troops there right now. What about in the future?
No.
If that was the case? You wouldn't even look at it?
No, I definitely wouldn't look at it right now, but we'd, like I said, we look at every request on its face value.
Okay. Thank you for coming on the program. Good to talk to you.
You're welcome.
That is the Minister of Defence, Mark Mitchell. It is now 5:12.
Larry Williams Drive.
To provide the best...